Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Think about one goal you've had the longest, the thing you keep saying you'll do, the business you'll launch, the income level you'll hit, the relationship you'll repair or have, the health you want. Now ask yourself this: what if the biggest thing standing between you and that goal isn't your circumstances? It isn't the economy. It isn't your schedule. You know what to do, but you just can't seem to do it. Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. My name is River Easter, and welcome to Your Brain is Secretly Sabotaging Your Business Success. And I just want to thank you and have you thank yourself for being here and investing in your greatest resource, which is yourself. So good job. Give yourself a pat on the back. Now, let me tell you a little about me and how I got here. I had started my business. I had a list of things that would increase my revenue, but instead, I organized my files. Then I scheduled some pickleball games. And then it was lunchtime, and I knew I would feel more inspired after lunch, so I had lunch. And at the end of the day, the list of 10 things, any one of which I would have done would have grown my business, was still a list of 10 things because I didn't do any one of them. Like many of you, I would spend my days keeping busy while avoiding doing the things that would actually grow my business. And like many of you, my business had been struggling on the brink of, is this a business or is it a hobby? And like many of you, I know what I should do. It's just really hard to focus on it. By avoiding and procrastinating those 10 things, I was missing out on opportunities to earn money, on speaking, on making that impact and difference that I wanted to in the world. And I knew my dream and business were going to die on the vine if I didn't figure this out. And I made a decision that day, drawing that line in the sand, and I was going to do whatever it took. And it wasn't out there. It was in here. I had a dragon, and that dragon was fear. I was afraid of being judged. I was afraid of being rejected. That was my dragon, and we all have a dragon. What is your dragon? Regardless of what it is, they all have something in common. They hold us back from taking that one action that would make all the difference, from using our gifts to help others, from being the best version of ourselves. I studied with masters, I researched, I took courses, I earned certificates, I got coaching, and I discovered a process to go from stuck to on fire, from inaction to action, and from dreams to done. And I believe everyone has the power to create a business and a life they love. In the past 10 years, I have helped hundreds of people just like you win their inner game and create a life they love. In this session, I'm going to introduce you to three ways your brain is sabotaging your success and how to overcome it. So let's get started. By the end of this time together, you're going to discover the surprising reason your brain is wired to work against your success, even when you're trying the hardest. Why the way most driven people motivate themselves is actually diminishing their results. And the number one pattern silently blocking ambitious people and business owners, and the first move that they need to do to interrupt it. And it doesn't matter if you've been in business for a year or 15, or you don't even have a business, you will learn strategies to help you have more ease, more flow, and freedom in your life. So let's get to how your brain sabotages you. This is like the third reason. Your brain is running on old software. Your brain has essentially two operating systems. One is what's called the survivor brain. It was designed for one purpose, and that was to keep you alive. It was brilliant and is brilliant at detecting danger, scanning for threats, and it triggers that fight or flight response. And under stress, it totally narrows its focus. It shuts down your peripheral vision and it redirects all of your energy towards survival. I'm sure you've all felt that before. And then there's another region of your brain. It's called your sage brain. And it's what neuroscientist Shersad Shirmain calls this your positive intelligence quotient brain. It's where your best thinking lives. It's where your creativity, your passion, innovation, focus, and love. And this is where you will experience ease and flow and happiness. And here is what most of us don't understand. And that's we're running our business primarily from that saboteur brain. Not because something's wrong with us, it's because that brain or that neural pathway is. It's been wired together and it's fired together and it's just become stronger. It's like the path of least resistance. It's just the one, it's like a habit. We've just done it, done it, done it, done it. And it's like think of it like a 10-lane concrete highway versus your wisdom or a sage brain is like a meandering deer trail through the woods. And why that's important is because you cannot access all of your highest thinking from that survivor brain. And it really is only there to look. It's going to look at threats. It's just, scanning for threats. And it's not looking for opportunities. In fact, it sees opportunities as predators, as threats. Say, for example, you want to make that phone call to a potential client. And what do you do instead? You kind of busy yourself, you distract yourself, or you have a really good idea, but it kind of scares the pants off you. And so what do? You think, that wasn't such a good idea. You talk yourself out of it. Well, that's the fear from that saboteur pathway. And what's the good news? The good news is your brain is malleable. Neuroplasticity, I'm sure you've heard of it before. And it confirms, neuroscience confirms, that you can actually rewire your neural pathways and build new pathways that are stronger and have, so that's the point, is to have less of a neural pathway of your saboteur or the survivor brain and more for your sage brain. So how do you do that? Well, the first way to do it is very simple. Well, I should say simple. It's not always easy. And that is to really notice what you're noticing. Noticing what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Am I in fear? Or am I actually feeling expansive? I'm curious. I'm thinking about what I would really love in my life and the opportunities. Well, right there, if you notice that you're in fear, worry, or doubt, it's like you have your hand on a hot stove. And that's good that what when you have your hand on a hot stove and you feel the heat, what do you do? Or you take your hand away, right? Because if you keep it on that hot stove, you're going to burn your hand. And so noticing when you're there and taking three nice deep breaths, actually really focusing on your physical sensations, focusing on your breath, and being able to breathe until you feel in a relaxed state. You can even do yawning and stretching to help you, like, yawning like this, and stretching to move into a state of relaxation. Because you can't be in both at the same time. You will feel it. Your nervous system will be recalibrated and you will feel more relaxed. That's called what's called a PQ practice. And it's, you just think about it, you're taking your brain to the gym, the mental fitness gym. So that brings us to if the operating system that we're using is in that survival brain, what's really, fueling it? And that brings us to the second way that your brain sabotages your success, and it's around the motivation myth of trying harder. I mean, so many people I know come to me and they are very goal driven. They're very directed themselves and they're resourceful, they're capable, intelligent. And how they motivate themselves is like, okay, I'm not getting the results that I want. And so therefore, I'm going to double down. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to create a new website. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. When in reality, they're motivating themselves through stress, through pressure, through fear of failure. That inner critic that's in your brain saying, "Oh, you got to work harder." Well, this is what we call in the survivor brain motivation. You're motivating yourself by fear. You're using negative emotions like fear, guilt, anxiety, and urgency as kind of the engine for action. And it does work. You can actually build a lot of success along this way. But what I like to say is you're going to win the battle, but you're not going to win the war because it generates success, but doesn't necessarily generate happiness or having this full spectrum life where you're actually enjoying yourself along the way. Instead, it fuels burnout. And so the idea is to move into your sage motivation, which is from curiosity, purpose, passion. It's actually where your highest performance lives. I mean, just think about this. If most of us are operating, and most of us are, according to research, we're operating from that part of our brain, and it's actually like swimming upstream against a very hard current versus you want to think about floating down the river, right, in the current. And so if you have a lot of mental fitness and you're operating from this port, the sage brain region, you are loving life, right? You have energy, you're expansive, you have all these ideas, your creativity, you're in flow. And we've all been there, right? That's a net negative vortex. Or a net positive vortex. And that's where we want to be. We want to be at this net positive vortex. And think about a fly that's trying to get through a window. It doesn't matter how hard that fly tries to get through that window. It physically is impossible to get through that window. But if it would just relax and look around and maybe fly around, there would be an open door with all this space to just fly out. And that's what a lot of us are doing when we do the try harder. Now, when you notice, what can you do? Well, when you notice yourself procrastinating, avoiding the negative feelings, second guessing, judging, you can again notice that you're there. Take that pause, do the breath, and again, the longer that you can, actually the 3 minutes is your optimal. That changes like your immune system function. It does all these amazing things. So the longer that you can just stay in your breath, the for 3 minutes, that, but even 30 seconds is, you will feel a sense of relaxation. And ask yourself, what's needed now? What's my next step? And you can then take a very small step in that direction. Break your steps down so they're so minuscule, minuscule, that you will actually do that step. The other is to celebrate. Celebrate when you take a step, because our judge is always going to say it's never enough. You want to celebrate it. So celebrate that that is. And the other thing is, develop a compelling vision for your business that pulls you towards something where you can feel that sense of like, oh yeah, I really want to do this. And so you're being pulled from your passion and your purpose, being of service, because you are all here, I know, because you have a gift to give to the world. And so you want to connect to that. You're the messenger, and there's somebody out there that really needs you right now. But if you don't, if you stay hidden, if you don't ask, then it's never, you're never going to connect. So create that compelling vision. Like my client, what she ended up doing when she was procrastinating doing calls to potential clients is that she created a compelling vision of how she wanted that conversation to go. And it made a huge difference. So the saboteur brain is the operating system, and we're using fear to fear as motivation, as fuel. And then now, what's those specific patterns that are doing this? Well, our patterns are based on our the specific saboteurs that we have. Now, there was a factor analysis on 500,000 participants that looked at what are the critical factors, what are the core factors that are impacting performance, impacting relationships, and impacting your well-being. And they discovered that there were 10 factors that were impacting our those things, the 10, and they're called saboteurs in the positive intelligence world. Now, your master saboteur is the judge, and all of us have these, especially the judge. And the judge, it judges yourself. So it judges in three ways. One, it judges yourself. It'll either be that inner critic blaming you, criticizing you, trying to like push you and motivate you to do more, or it'll judge you as not worthy, that somehow you lack something, you're not good enough, that somehow you just don't have what it takes, you're not measuring up. Or it judges others. And this judge really will look at others and blame them in some way for your problems. Like, that was what I did. That's what, how we're taught, is like, if I could only fix my husband, my life would be fine. Or if I could fix my kids, or I could fix the environment in some way, everything would be fine. But that's not how things operate. Change begins from within. And these saboteurs, they tell us lies. And they'll judge the last ways they judge circumstances, and they'll say something will happen, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is bad, bad, bad," or "I'm not ready yet," or "I need to get all my ducks in a row," or "Oh, this is just not the time to do this because of, my bank account," or whatever. That is your judge. Then there's the accomplished saboteurs, and the key insight here that most people miss is that they'll lie to you. The avoider will say, "I'm going to do it later. It's going to be so easy. I'm more inspired." But it's not. That's a lie. It just, as soon as you avoid, you start feeling either shame or anxiety for doing the avoiding. The hyperachiever is always like, "I have to do more, more, more to feel good about myself, to have that acceptance and feel validated." And you don't enjoy the journey. You don't enjoy your journey. Or the pleaser says, "Oh, it's just going to be easier for me to say yes to that person," or, "I don't want to disappoint them." And so you overcommit, you underdeliver on your own priorities. You might even forget what your priorities are, and you're going to resent people. And of course, they don't announce themselves and say, "Hey, I'm your saboteur here." No, they do not say that. They sound so reasonable, so logical, and but they are your saboteurs. So again, you want to identify, there's actually an assessment that you can take where you identify what your major saboteurs are. And then you figure out how they are wrecking havoc in their life. The specific customized saboteurs, they have a language just for you, especially when you're starting to grow and go outside of your comfort zone, which is where all the magic happens. They get customized. So to wrap up, remember, your brain has two operating systems, and you want to move from that fear-based saboteur pathway to your sage brain, where all your wisdom and your creativity is. The third is that motivating yourself through fear, through stress, anxiety is actually diminishing your returns. You want to again activate that sage portion of your brain, get curious, get innovative. And the third is identify those saboteurs so that you can interrupt that specific language. Now, remember, you're here on this planet right now. You're unique, you're essential, you're here for a reason. So go do that. You matter, your dreams matter, and your dreams will change the world.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.